The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. It's interesting. Crash dummies. Remember, was that back in the 80s where we would see these commercials on cars and they would have crash dummies in the car? And we would know that the car was a safe car because the crash dummy would be flying all over the car. Or in one scene, right? The crash dummy would look like he was falling all over and falling out of the car, etc. But in the car in question and on sale, the crash dummy in a seatbelt would look like he completely survived the crash. Right? Well, those crash dummies used to be kind of thin and tight. Now, the next generation crash test dummies are weighing 273 pounds. They have had to develop that because obese drivers are 78% more likely to die in a crash because the traditional dummies have been modeled on a person weighing only 167 pounds. How many men do you know weigh 167 pounds? I would say probably 30% of my male practice is under 180. Maybe 20% would be under 170. All right? Most men I see in my practice are over 200. 180, 192, you know? So these crash test dummies now have to, they look completely different. It's amazing. It's kind of lifelike. Manufacturer Humanetics has developed the new model after a study found that obese drivers are much more likely to die in a car crash, 78% more likely. So they can, they're trying to mimic like a BMI of over 30. Remember about a year ago, we were talking about airplanes and how the airplane regulations, a lot of them date back from data from the 1960s. And now that we have more obese population and a bigger population, the seatbelt may not be a very safe harness because it's tested on a 140, 130-pound, maybe 160-pound. All right, there's a lot of women that don't weigh 160 pounds. Now, we could sit here and gripe and complain that we need to get everybody to lose weight, and we are, but they're not. Okay, we are getting bigger. Why also are we getting bigger? You know, I wouldn't be surprised the hormones in our food. You know, I mean, I remember when I was, you know, in the 1970s, and I mean, my kids are huge, and they drink a lot of milk, something in the milk, and I get a little nervous. The other day, I was at a picnic, and I decided to grab some grapes. I saw the grapes sitting there, and I wanted to grab some grapes. The grape was the size of what I remember apricot used to be when I was little. These are huge, all right? And I'm like, this is huge. So I get a little nervous as I see the foods get bigger and our kids get bigger and our grown-ups get bigger. I told you I was at the Titanic exhibition in Las Vegas at the Luxor, and they had a pair of pants up there. And I see this pair of pants, and I go, oh, you know, it must have been a great score. You know, that was a man's pants. A man fit into those pants. People were smaller. A man being 5'2 was not that odd. Nowadays, it would look really short. So, crazy stuff. All right. So, what then should, if you are, let's say, obese, okay, and you aren't of an ideal weight, do you wait for these studies? Well, this particular study analyzed data from more than 150,000 car crashes in the U.S. between 2000 and 2005, found the increased risk of death, etc. What should you do? With this information, what do? You're in a car. What should you do? Should you move the seat back? Should you move the... I can't say. Because, again, you know, I don't think they've done enough to study crashes on... And I don't want to use the word obese, but bigger people. Yeah, we use the word obese in medical terms, so people, you know, go, okay, you're obese, your BMI is over 30, you got to do something about it. All right, but we are all bigger. We're bigger. Are we hitting our heads on the window? Are we hitting our heads on the windshield? Are our legs shortening? Are we sitting too close to the steering wheel because we have a bigger torso but shorter legs? I'm noticing that. I'm not seeing as much long-legged people as I'm seeing larger torsos. I'm seeing larger torsos, shorter legs. I'm not seeing as quick, people as quick. A lot of people, maybe their endurance is a little better, but they're not as fast. You know, I used to kind of, you know, I thought I used to stand out because I had longer legs. I don't anymore. Now my legs kind of look average. I used to think I had long legs. I was 5'6". I was kind of tall at the time. Now I shrunk to 5'5.5" because of the discs, and I'm getting older and osteoporosis and whatever. And I just get old and the boobs are sagging my back down. I don't know what the hell it is, but anyway, probably the disc desiccating in the back. And my legs don't, they don't really seem to be long. So I don't know. It's, we're changing. My recommendation, of course, would be to make sure that you are testing your seatbelts. You are making sure you got good airbags. You're not sitting right up to that steering wheel with your breast right up against the wheel. There's a little bit of room so that if there is pull or a crash, you aren't hitting an object. You know, the sometimes not having an object to keep you still can hurt you in that you have more whiplash injury. There actually was a very scary report that a man on a roller coaster had severe neurological injury to his neck because of the propulsion of the roller coaster. I need to tell you guys about that, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. About 5-6 weeks ago, I got this email. Bryant writes, I was flirting with a team member and lightly touched her shoulder. She looked at me like I was assaulting her. I withdrew, and I walked away. But I don't want to come across as a felon. How do you flirt innocently? So we had spent some time in the first hour talking about that study where 72% of guys lie on their first date, even though women lie too. I don't know why, you know, that was such a shock there. And talking about flirting and ways to not be so suggestive. And I told you guys that I would give you guys some tips on how to flirt. And, it was funny. I decided to look up. I love going to, like, WikiHow. And they have a dissertation here on how to flirt by texting and chatting and how to flirt person to person. But I could see how this could be really, really relevant. You know, what Bryant talks about in that email, you know, I had given him some sites and, you know, talked to him about how you got to be careful with the above the it's tough. You know, arm is a safer area to touch than another body part. But, you know, he did exactly what, you know, the books say. You know, you want to flirt with somebody and the smile isn't working. Do you touch them? And, you know, if I were a guy in today's world, I understand that there's a lot of, you know, a lot of creepiness that goes on between the, you know, the sexes, and, you know, girls do it to guys, guys do it to girls, vice versa. I get that. And I understand that there is a lot of sexual harassment assault out there. But my biggest fear as a guy is to be accused of something when all I was just trying to do was flirt. Okay? You know, it's very hard to read women sometimes these days because women act differently than the way you were taught as a kid that women should act, okay? Like, when I was younger, my mom said, never talk to boys. Because if you talk to a boy, they're going to think you're interested. Well, heck with that. Most of my friends were boys. I would much rather play on my big wheel, make mud pies, play with my brother's Transformers than my sister's Barbies. So, of course, I'm going to hang out with my brother and his friends than my sister and her girlfriends, who were kind of looking at me like I was a maximum zoom dweeb. I looked like super uber cool with the boys. So, you know, my mom always said, you're hanging out with boys too much, and so they're going to think you're flirting. Well, so in the olden days, a girl showering you some attention was a invitation. Not I don't want to say an invitation to sex, but it was an invitation for you to communicate more. Well, now women just sit on each other's, you know, sit in your lap. They kiss each other. People kiss a lot more than I ever expected. You know, and like, I'll go to one of these radio meetings, okay? And I love, you know, our heavy hitters out there like Jerry Doyle and Phil Hendry. So, hell yeah, I'm going to run up to them. I'm going to give them a hug. We're going to talk. I haven't seen them in a while. We haven't had drinks in a while. We're going to have drinks. Let's take some pictures. Phil Hendry goes, here, sit here. I sit on his lap. We take a picture, hug. We get the picture in. That's now normal behavior. That's not flirting. That's not sexually suggestive. But 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, right, I would have been on my way to getting pregnant. Now, this is just us being friendly and getting our selfies done and taking pictures and us all hanging out. This is different. So now, here you are, you're hanging out with a bunch of people, you're whatever, right? Everybody's taking a picture. Everybody's taking a selfie. So everyone's getting all bunched together, and they're all kind of hugging and crowding. And, you know, two women decide to jump and sit on your lap, and they want you to put your arms around them because we're all thinking, you know. And here you are, and then you decide to talk to them, touch them on the shoulder, and now they look like they're ready to call the police. What are you supposed to do as a guy? That's got to be one of the hardest things. And so I don't know what to tell you, but to trust your original training, because I would rather you err on the side of caution and not make as much of a suggestive move physically than to overdo it and then be in trouble for some sort of assault or something else. Now, the other thing, too, that is very, very frustrating, I think, for a lot of people out there, women and men alike, is we're bigger now, and we bump into each other a lot. Now, I know a fake bump, and it's happened to me more times than I want to know, and I'm sorry, that is assault, okay? You touched me, you didn't have to be there, that's ridiculous, okay? I know. But then on the flip side, everybody's now all about the selfies. Everybody's all about, now let's bunching up, get together, do this, whatever. And there's a lot more touching. And you have to be, this shouldn't be a talk on how to not you know, be accused of sexual harassment. It's supposed to be a talking out of flirt. But you see how you have to be careful. The subjects go hand in hand. Okay, you gotta always watch where your hands are, where your shoulder is, where your chest is, whatever. Because if you bump into somebody, and we're all bigger now, some of us have implants, some of us don't, some of us have enhanced our butt, some of us, like me, I just have a big butt. You gotta be careful. Now, what I would then suggest is when you do start to make moves, I would probably avoid the touching for a while, okay? None of this, oh, let me read your palm. That's kind of creepy, all right? Although the 1970s let me read your palm thing was very effective because one of the erogenous zones that women have can be on their palm. So you can be touching very lightly her lines. This is your love line. This is this. And it's a turn on because there's a lot of sensual receptors, very, very delicate receptors in a woman's hand that she will feel. But don't be doing that. That's all like 1970s stuff. You don't want to go there. So I would suggest, again, more eye contact. Okay? The eye contact. We can read each other's thoughts a lot. You thought only cats have ESP or dogs. People do too. Okay? But you dull the stare. You know what I mean? When you look at a stare, don't try to dilate your eyes, widen your eyes, and talk with your eyes and move them. Don't also try to think very sexual perverted thoughts when you look at somebody. She is going to pick up on that and leave. I mean, unless, of course, that's what she wants. But what I would do is do the dull look, okay? You know what I'm talking about, where you realize you guys are making eye contact and it's awkward. But you don't want to look away. You want to still keep the eye contact. So you look like you're just kind of dulling the look. And you're looking like you're really interested in what she's saying. But you're not trying to pierce through her brain. That could be a safer way to go. And then when you got to hit that moment where it started getting a little awkward. And, you know, you're like, okay, is she reading me? You can kind of do a quick glance and then look down. Very easy. Very easy body language. You're not going to get arrested. No assault. You don't look like a pervert. You didn't scare her. You didn't do anything perverted, okay? So eye contact is extremely important. Smiling is very important, okay? Winking. You could do a cute little wink, but don't do a wink because you're flirting with her. Do a wink like, I get you. I get what you said. Or like you said something funny, all right? Be charming. Be funny. Okay, don't be overly funny, but make her smile. When people smile and they giggle, there's endorphins. They feel good. They feel better. Now, one of you had asked years ago what to do with awkward silence. Okay, you thought that I hate awkward silence. I hate it. I can't stand it. And still, even me, and I feel pretty well versed on communication, I still get caught in awkward silence. One is you go, boy, I got quiet fast. What did I say? What did I do? No, I got quiet. Okay, then I'm going to change the subject. And already have prepared subjects to talk about if it does start to get quiet, because that awkward silence always ends it, and people want to walk away from the awkward silence. Okay? And or you could act like the awkward silence is on purpose. Then wait a second. I don't mean to be quiet right now, but I'm here. Do you hear what they just said? You know, type of thing. So, and then like I said, if you do really want to touch, elbow, arm, a lot safer than shoulders. Shoulders too close to the bra strap. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. Will writes, I had an interview for an IT position. I think it says IT position. I'm guessing IT. And the interviewer was friendly but brought up politics. He appeared to dislike Obamacare at first, so I went with that. The interview went well, but I did not get the job. Needless to say, I did not get the job due to politics. Then he goes on, you know, how do you identify an employer and their political stance so you don't mess up the interview? Okay, this is ridiculous. It is really ridiculous how polarized we've become. I was telling you guys in the first hour that I'm going to be working with the students at UNLV tonight. A bunch of them, we've set up some mock interviews, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to be interviewing them. And, you know, for pre-medical, pre-dental, pre-nursing, et cetera. And one of the questions, I am going to throw some political questions at them. All right, but I've warned them that they have absolutely no idea how the interviewer is going to stand. And even though there are lists of inappropriate interview questions that the interviewer is not supposed to ask, okay? You are not supposed to ask people about their race or creed or religion or political beliefs or if they're going to get pregnant, etc. I'm still going to train these students on how to deal with that, whether they're applying for a job, etc. And it's a shame that you have to fear not getting a job because of your political beliefs. Okay, remember we used to always have the rule, never talk politics or religion, okay, because it never ends well. Well, now that's all everybody talks about. You know, is it next Tuesday night is the primary? Or the, for the midterms? Not the primary, the midterms. I mean, you are going to have people really passionately involved. Now, I'm not saying I want you to be not adrift. What's the word for it? Where you don't really care. You know, I don't want you to be neutral or aloof. I don't want you to be aloof, apathetic. You don't really give a damn about the election. I don't want that. I want you to care about the country. I think, but I also don't want you to be so overly passionate that you can't stand your coworkers, your boss, your neighbors. And I have seen over the last 6 to 8 years, friends, families break up based on politics. I remember there were two families, best friends. One was very Republican. The other was very Democrat. And they would start to go at it when we would, you know, be at dinner, you know, at the dinner table. You know, really, you think Bush would do a better job than Kerry? Really? Blah, 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 blah. Well, that was, you know, 10 years ago. But, yeah, whatever. People take politics seriously. And I think the recession had a lot to do with it. There's a lot of us sore, all right? And a lot of people blame other people for voting for Obama, okay? So, you know, personally, I know a lot of my neighbors voted for Obama. I don't hold them responsible for the recession. I think that's stupid. All right. But there's a lot of anger. So you do need to be prepared that you could have an interviewee, a boss, a coworker, a higher up, a manager target you because of your beliefs if they are that passionate about it. Unfortunately, you got to be careful because I see a lot of people try to agree with each other on politics. And, you know, well, you know what? What if we'll bond? We'll bond great. If I could say, yeah, I love Obama and the coworkers love Obama, all right, then we're good. You got to be careful because you say that could follow you for years. And right, now you got new management. You got new, and they talk. They talk a lot. Oh, yeah, and so here you are. You're in an interview. All right. I would, of course, recommend being middle of the road. Understand that show that you appreciate, you understand the levity and the gravity of the situation. Understand that you know. All right. But there's a middle ground that you could take that won't cause you to lose a job. And we've talked about that. Now, interesting. I'm going to be teaching that to the medical students, but that's exactly what hurt me when I was going for my pre-professional interview, which what that does is UNLV then has to recommend me to medical schools. And I didn't do well on the interview because I was being middle of the road. They wanted me to pick a side and stick with it. The question was on fetal tissue research. Well, what? I'm not going to say, yeah, I want you to, you know, take fetuses and research them. But I also didn't want to say, I also want to show that, you know, I appreciate science. And so that's what I said. I go, look, you know, I'm not a fan of, I wish there was another way to do it. All right, you know, but I do understand why this is a controversial subject because of X, Y, and Z. So I wanted to show them I understood, whatever, you know, and no, I was told that was not a good answer. You should have picked a side and stuck with it. I can't tell you guys to do that. Here's Will not getting the job. And maybe there was maybe he's blaming that. Maybe he didn't get the job because he was asking too much money. Maybe he didn't wear deodorant. Maybe there was some other reason. But I wouldn't be surprised that many of you out there are having issues at work or not getting jobs, etc., because you have a hope sticker on your bumper, or you have a Bush sticker on your bumper, or McCain or Romney, whatever. Jeb Bush 2016. You may not get the job. So you, I know somebody who's in the Hollywood industry that has to keep his political beliefs extremely quiet. Can't let anybody befriend him at work on Facebook for fear that if his coworkers knew, he'd be out. This is stupid, guys. Where's the freedom of speech? Where's the freedom of religion? Where's the freedom of creed? You don't have it. So you're in an interview, and they throw at you, you know, what do you think of Obamacare? You know, you could say, look, I'm getting mixed reports. I'm actually kind of confused. I mean, I know my rates have gone up, which really, really stink. But I have no idea if it helped or didn't. Sometimes we're hearing reports that a million more Americans got health insurance, some don't. The only thing I can say on the subject is we have no idea what's to come. And we need to figure out ways to prepare whether we are going to succeed having this as our healthcare system or not. It's a very confusing time. And so, you know, for lack of a better word, I could only describe what's going on now is I'm just kind of confused. Now, that allows you to then go with, be very, very careful because they may trap you. I think Obamacare sucks. I think it does suck. Oh, thank God you said that because I really do too. Be careful. Be careful, because that could be a trap. They could be trying to figure out where you are, where you stand. And just go, look, all I know is I hear a lot of people frustrated. All right? I know I'm frustrated, but why do you think I want a job? All right? I need to move forward. Moving forward, and then change the subject before you could fall into a deeper hole. All right? What do you think about Hillary Clinton? I don't know much about her. I wish I could answer that. I don't know much about her. You know, I know there's rumors that she wants to run. What do you guys all think? You know, maybe do that, but be very, very careful. Extremely careful. You don't know if there's any Hillaryites or if there's any Jeb Bushites or Chris Christieites or whatever. It's stupid. When it comes to graduate school or interview, etc., a lot of times they're also posing these questions to you because they want to know how do you deal with, for example, you know, a lot of times they're going to ask you about team member stuff. Okay, you found a team member cheating, or you found a team member stealing. What do you do? Well, the company comes first. You know, I'm a team member, all right? But the company comes first. So somebody stealing from the company is stealing from you and stealing from me. You know, something like that. Show that the company comes first, always. They're going to want to know that you're creative. They're going to want to know you're decisive. All right? So even though the middle of, remember, with politics, you could be middle of the road. But if there's something like somebody stealing or whatever, you show you're decisive. Don't be trying to do the wishy-washy thing on that. You get me? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I know I feel better right now in our fight with Ebola, you know, because we have this Ebola czar doing all sorts of work. I don't know where the Ebola czar is or what the Ebola czar is doing, but I feel like we're really getting a lot accomplished, right? Well, in the meantime, Emory University is deciding that even though we got an Ebola czar, you know, and there, and, you know, he's really, really hard at work, and his attorney shirt and cufflinks are being rolled up, and he is really getting elbow deep into the Ebola controversy, into the Ebola outbreak. We have some scientists doing some extra work, you know, just in case, just in case. Emory University is doing some stuff. Okay? The hospital's infectious disease team has obviously already treated 4 patients with Ebola. Now a team of biochemists known for their work on HIV wants to take on Ebola. I mean, they know we got an Ebola czar, and the Ebola czar is hard at work. We're going to give the Ebola czar plenty of room. Give him plenty of room to work. I don't know if he's writing a subpoena. I don't know if he's debriefing somebody. He's a finance attorney. I'm sure there's a calculator at his desk. Mr. Financial Attorney Ebola Czar. But promising that they are not going to get in the way of our Ebola Czar and all the fine work he's doing. These biochemists for HIV are going to very meekly also try to help augment the Ebola czar's efforts. Whew, just please don't get in the Ebola czar's way. He's really hard at work. Now, scientists at Emory Children's Drug for Discovery have extensively studied the development of drugs for HIV that stop the replication of the virus in the body. Good for them. Very, very good. This is good stuff. The center provided breakthroughs for HIV drug development and more recently the development of a drug for hepatitis C. Oh, that's right. We haven't talked about that. There's been some drugs for hepatitis C. Some of them are like thousands of dollars a pill, but that's okay. At least we've got new drugs. The more pharmaceuticals, the better. The viruses, even though they're different, hepatitis C and HIV are different from Ebola, they have similar replicating systems among themselves, the viral RNA replication. They think they can be very similar in that case to Ebola. Now, the team is led by Dr. Baek Kim. And he is fast-tracking a program around what the Ebola czar is doing. Again, they are staying clear, making sure they do not get in the Ebola czar's way. The team led by Director Baek Kim is fast-tracking a library of over 10,000 chemical compounds that can treat viruses at the molecular level. I'm sorry, guys. Am I the only one that thinks that's ridiculous? This is flippin' ridiculous. I am not the Ebola czar because I, unfortunately, am marred by having medical experience. I did not get the Ebola czar job. The only way you could be an Ebola czar in this country is if you went to law school. Don't understand it. I just don't understand it. I should have never gotten an MD. I thought my getting an MD would allow me to help people fight medical illnesses and to save lives. I had no idea that my MD would be such a scarlet letter on my Hippocratic Oath bosom. Anyway, okay, so the team led by Director Baek Kim is a fast-tracking program, screen library of over 10,000 chemical compounds being reported by Time Magazine here that can treat viruses at the molecular level to see if one or more of them may show promise with Ebola. We need to start screening many, many compounds. According to Dr. Kim, anywhere from 500 to 10,000, that sounds like a lot of work, each of which will be evaluated one by one. Oh, boy, I wonder which lab tech gets to do that fun job. Emory chemist Raymond Shinazi, who discovered compounds used in multiple very successful anti-HIV drugs, is going to be working with 5 to 10 urologists, chemists, and biochemists to get the job done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Honestly, good job for you guys. If a compound that can treat Ebola is identified and tested on live virus in a lab, many of us are wondering why this is happening 30, 40 years later, but it's just happening now. Now everyone's getting their acts together. The next step would be to get that compound into a drug of some kind and then test it in a clinical trial in West Africa. There are already ongoing trials in the works for Ebola vaccine, and there's already a huge race for some pharmaceutical company to come up with the drug that will be able to target this. For those of you thinking that some pharmaceutical companies are going to say, you know what, no, Ebola is going to be over. It's not going to be over. Develop the drug, okay? Develop it. The government will buy it from you. Stockpile it, okay? You will make profit. And I'm not saying this to be facetious. I understand how it works. It is very expensive to make a drug, to make a vaccine. And for a pharmaceutical company to go out on a limb and spend the millions of dollars it needs to do this and go through that just to find out that they won't be able to sell the product once they have it, it may deter. Okay? I don't know how many companies we have. We've heard of a few. All right? Some of the smaller companies may say, you know what? We're already going to be too late. We won't be able to compete with the big guys like GlaxoSmithKline. Be smart about it. All right? These companies like Apple, Microsoft, Motorola, the Dr. Dahlia show. You gotta be beyond, you gotta think ahead. You need to be able to. The Dr. Dahlia show, if you're looking at a marathon here, okay, of companies and them being ahead of the curve, the Dr. Dahlia show is kind of sitting on the sidelines out of breath trying to drink some water. That's what we're doing. Okay, we're like way in the back going, you know what, let these guys do whatever. Slow and steady wins race. I'll get there when I get there. Let me drink my water. Or doing shots on the sidelines. Anyway, you got to be one step ahead of the curve. Okay, right now, everybody's freaked out about Ebola. Everybody's freaked out about Ebola. Okay, well, what about some of these other viruses? Maybe make a drug that not only can handle Ebola, but can handle a variety of things. Okay, just like acyclovir can handle herpes, and it can handle chickenpox. Tamiflu can handle regular flu, swine flu, and possibly avian flu. If you are a pharmaceutical company and you're right now scratching your butt going, what do I do? Because I think I'm already beat with the Ebola thing because there's other companies beating me to it, whatever. You find then a drug that could be used no matter what virus comes. Now, I understand it's very, very difficult to do. Very difficult. Okay, HIV is specific. Hepatitis is specific. I get that. You can't use the anti-herpes medication, acyclovir, on hepatitis just because they're viruses. But start figuring out something that could attack a few viruses at once. If everybody's talking about Ebola and Marburg, then make sure this is something that can handle both. Just be ahead of the curve. Don't wait. Because what we did was we waited since the 1970s, and here we are close to 40 years later scrambling to get a drug and save lives. And it's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer.
We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.